Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston is famously stuck in time. Its collection has remained unchanged for nearly 100 years. So how do you make a museum like that speak to the present? That's a job for the museum's visiting curator of performing arts. The latest to take on this role is the Pulitzer Prize-winning theater critic Hilton Alls. WBUR's Amelia Mason met up with Alls at the Gardner back in the fall as his year-long appointment began to take shape.
Hilton Alls is telling me about his time teaching at Wellesley College in the early aughts.
I lived in Cambridge and I was very lonely. I lived in a little apartment.
Alls didn't have many friends in town. Then he discovered the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Once I found it, I didn't feel lonely because I felt so attuned to her vision of it, which was totally eclectic, right?
When Alls talks about her, he means the museum's founder, Isabella Stewart Gardner, a wealthy 19th century art collector. Everything in the museum, tapestries, paintings, furniture, sculptures, sits exactly where Gardner placed it more than 100 years ago. Alls leads us down a long gallery that's flanked with ornate wooden furniture. He stops to snap a photo of a small sculpture sitting on top of a bookcase. Every time you come here, he says, you notice something you didn't see before.
What's that that we're seeing now?
It's like, I don't know, it's like a bust.
It's barely a bust, really just a head perched on a pole. It almost looks discarded, like Gardner set it down one day and forgot to come back. For Alls, this is the charm of the Gardner. He's fascinated by the woman who created it and her distinctive collection. His task as visiting curator of performing arts is to offer new insights to that collection, says the Gardner's curator of music, George Steele.
One of the things we want people to do in this role is to look at the collection and see the things, issues it brings up.
On his visit to the museum in October, Alls is captivated by an exhibit on the Renaissance painter Titian. One of his paintings, The Rape of Europa, is a prize of the Gardner collection. The painting is based on a Greek myth about the abduction of a young woman by the god Zeus. Alls is struck that Titian chose to render a scene of sexual violence.
How did he end up wanting to make pictures about violation? You know, what does it mean when a male artist of his epic caliber and qualifications wanted to write to make work that was really about denigration?
The Titian exhibit became a jumping-off point for a talk Alls is giving at the Gardner this weekend. The piece was also inspired by another painting in the Gardner's collection, a stern portrait of Mary Tudor, the first female ruler of England, also known as Bloody Mary. Alls says the talk will consider what it's like to look at these works and to recall what it feels like to be looked at. Ultimately, though, his interest begins and ends with Gardner and the place she created. He describes the museum's founder as a kind of radical for sharing her immense wealth with the public.
We know people with money and they often don't really do much with it other than worry about having more of it. And she was saying, well, as a woman, as a prosperous woman, why wouldn't I want to make a place where people can commune?
One of Al's favorite spaces in the museum is the Dutch Room, a massive hall with a dining table and candelabras on the walls. To preserve the artwork, the room is kept dark. Al's likes this about it.
You know, everybody looks better with shadows, and so I think that it's a kind of generous room.
He explains that Gardner would have hosted dinner parties and concerts here.
I think that she wanted to make a world that was for us as much as it was for her.
And now it's his turn to invite us all in. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.